Charlie Parker was one of the musicians that epitomized the aforementioned Harlem Renaissance. Parker's virtuosity and complexity changed jazz. This week, Opera Philadelphia premieres a new work that provides another insight into Parker's life that ended tragically at the age of 35. WHYY's Karen Smiles brings us this look at Yardbird.
Surprisingly, there are barely a few notes of Charlie Parker's music in this new opera about his life. It's not a biography, and it happens after he died when his body spent days unidentified in a New York City morgue. Parker's life was plagued with hardship, genius, and a good dose of struggles. For this opera, composer Daniel Schneider starts with what he imagines was the saxophonist's last dream and aspiration.
Because he always wanted to compose classical music. He wanted to study with Edgar Varèse, and he wanted to go to Paris, and he knew Stravinsky and loved his Firebird. So that was sort of a dream that never came true because he died so early, and he also never...
What a
Yardbird the opera tells the story in a fantasy mode, kind of a ghost story, in which Parker encounters his mother when he was an adolescent and the three important women in his turbulent life. Librettist Bridget Wimberly says she read everything that she could find about Charlie Parker to make the writing of the story engaging and fresh.
When I found out he was dead in the morgue for 3 days, I was like, well, that's it, because nobody talks about that, or maybe... You know, people talk about his heroin addiction or his music creation or the jazz, you know, great he was, but the fact that you can lay in the morgue unidentified and essentially forgotten in a sense, in a way, your body's there, so where is your spirit? You know, it's gone.
Schneider, well known as a performer and composer in both jazz and classical music, has created all new music for Yardbird.
I know Charlie Parker's music very well. I mean, it's one of the cornerstones of modern jazz music. You have to know his music, and you have to study his music, and it's very addictive music because it's very logical, it's very strong, and once you heard it and once you played it, it's a part of your repertoire. And I always felt very attracted to that. It's very fast music, but it's also very elegant music, and in many ways very perfect music.
That's Schneider on flute, playing a piece of music he wrote for Yardbird. The challenge for composer and musicians was to perform an opera based on the life of a prolific and renowned American musician without using any of Parker's original music.
There are little parts that obviously will be Parker-like, but it's not about Charlie Parker's music. It's my music, and it's something that reflects on Charlie Parker's music. So it's really a different thing from just taking his music and using it for an opera.
The starring role of the legendary saxophonist is played by celebrated tenor Lawrence Brownlee. Opera Philadelphia crafted Yardbird specifically around Brownlee's singing style.
I love a lot of styles of music, so it's not that far away from things I've listened to my whole life. So I appreciate what he's done for music, but also, it's for me, it's a great challenge, but also a responsibility to bring light to his life.
So a lot of people say his life was a tragedy. We all have to die, but let us die having done something, and certainly Charlie Parker did.
Librettist Bridget Wimberly. I'm Karen Smiles, WHYY News.